Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kisaden podcast. I'm the host, Cordelia. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about a manga called Hachimitsu to Kuropa, Honey and Clover, and its movie adaptation. The manga Honey and Clover tells a story about a group of students at an art university. In the year of 2000, the artist Chika Yumino first published the manga in magazine Cutie, and then ended it in 2006 in another magazine, Chulos. The manga is short. In total, it is only 10 volumes. But these 10 volumes sipped me from burnout and also hopelessness. In 2008, about 4 months towards the university entry exam, on an afternoon, I told a classmate that I didn't know really well about an upcoming movie called Honey and Clover, featuring one of my favorite actors, Sho Sakurai. This classmate told me that this movie was actually based on a manga of the same name, and even offered to bring me to the bookstore to find and to read it with her. After reading the first chapter of the manga series that afternoon in that packed and tiny bookshop at the corner of the school, I bought the whole set with all my pocket money. In the first reading, I was only 17 years old, and was wrapped up with a complex relationship that made my brain hurt, and I just gave up on it without even figuring it out. I also did not really understand the title of the work. Back then, all my attention was attracted by Yuta Takemoto, one of the main characters in the manga. So, who is Yuta Takemoto? So, in the story, Yuta majors in architecture, and he is very good at model building. He needs how to use his hands to do those work. But Yuta is ordinary, I have to say. Plain, and even a little bit too normal, surrounded by the talented classmates and those seniors every day at an art school. Yuta is one of, you know, a lot of people can to bring the projections to. In school, he is not the most outstanding in terms of grades, talent, and even appearance. When he was about to graduate, the confusion and fear in his heart swallowed day by day. He didn't want to compromise with his emotions and feelings. So after smashing his graduation project, Tower of Youth, he remarked on a journey to find himself. As many people will do, during their sudden return, Yuta tries to get to himself and the bare bone of who he is, what he stands for, why he is here on the earth, and where he draws the line. He cycled all the way from Tokyo to northern Japan, sleeping under the bridges, staying in time poles, begging for water, and did a lot of other things. Being well protected and sheltered on campus, Yuta experienced the hard work of self-reliance for the first time like this, but also understood the beauty of the ordinary life through this experience. Yuta rides his bike, and the journey he goes on is one of he takes to find himself. Of course, he wants to know his heart at such a young age, which is I respect a lot. His journey woke me up to hold on hopes for the future. I remember I have reading this manga every day between the classes and also at the studying room against the bookshelf. Read it over and over again, but only the part of Yuta's journey. So after returning to the campus, and although he still doesn't really have a clear plan for the future, he finally understands that an ordinary life is also respectable and lovely. So he does not tremble in front of the word graduation, accepting one's own mediocrity is one of the required lessons in life that many people experience during their studies. So he woke up and moved on to his life. After so many years, more than 10 years now, on the topic of finding oneself, I think we only get there by living. You know, by screaming, laughing, crying, sometimes shaking, and also letting go. One step at a time, one finger at a time. You know, in the story, in this manga, we see people get there by many different ways. For example, we see people get there by loving someone so much that it makes them unexpectedly cruel. Through hurting a friend and only understanding the pain they caused when the same is done to them. And also see people in the manga get there through their outstanding talent, but lose the real life experience and only know the theory when they have to start working with others. We also see people get there by working hard, but losing their boundaries and interest, and only knowing the true loneliness late at night during the cold winters. Those people in the stories or in the manga, they come home to themselves when they have a thing or two in their past to talk about. And when they clearly see the path of themselves that they need to keep up or discard. Those people see many paths in the story they could take in, the things they could sing, the person they could have loved, the love they could have had, and also the life they could have lived. Then, at the end, I think the story tells us that if we ever reach those moments, all we need to do is to close our eyes, feel the relief, and become grateful that we had ended up the way we are right now. So I still remember that one day at school, I was reading the manga at my desk. Someone, a classmate actually, told me that the manga meant nothing to them, and that manga that I was reading is for kids. Oh well. I just simply remembered I just rolled my eyes at that statement because I know that person, they missed out on the best teacher, mentor, and the lesson they could ever have. So in 2008, the manga Honey and Clover was adapted into a movie with the same title. At the very beginning of the movie, there is a poem by Emily Dickinson called To Make a Parry, written in 1755. And it goes, To make a parry, It takes a clover and one bee. One clover and a bee. And reverie, the reverie alone will do if bees are few. The story of the movie focuses on Utah. It starts with an encounter, moves to a parting, and ends with a union. In the movie, at the 3:19, the first time Utah meets Hakumi, Takumi observes and says, "I saw the moment of someone falling in love. But me, as an audience, I remembered it was the first time ever I heard the sound of falling in love. That quick, short, sharp pump of an electronic tone, along with the sakura floating in the picture, was produced by Yuko Kanno, whose the soundtrack is one of the best part of the movie." I would have to say that I prefer the manga more, to be honest, really. I can read the manga over and over again, but maybe not the movie. But it is still so worth it to watch in the motion picture. I like the description of the art school. I love the back journey and the colors they use in the movie. Haku's clothes, Yuko Kanno's music, Shou Sakurai as Yuta and Yu Aoi as Haku. And in personal opinion, Alice's music. It's still a very, very unforgettable movie, and it happens to be the year the end of my high school, which is the best 3 years of my life. About a week ago, in the cold winter, I rode my bike from home to work, then to school, and then back home. The frozen breeze caught my face, but all I was thinking about was Yuta, his bike, and his journey. All of a sudden, I realized that I missed him. I missed him a lot. Yuta could be everyone, even ourselves. For example, it could even be me. I'm not going to deny. I'm currently studying part-time at an art university. And I'm also way, way older than others in my class. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not Yuta. But by observing others, I'm really amazed by my classmates' youth, passion, and their talents, especially. This made me want to reread Honey and Clover and just even talk about this in this podcast. From 2008 to 2023, 15 years have passed. But I think the heart still goes towards to a clear future, and is still full of wonder, hope, excitement, loss, and the desire to see the light. I believe the youth is not only preserved in diaries or photo albums. No, definitely not. But also in each other's memories, the people surround you. To share a quote from Honey and Clover, and to end this, here it goes. In another 10 years, we will reach the age of our instructors. What kind of adult will we become when we are in our 30s? Even if we think that far, today is for tomorrow, and tomorrow is just for the next day. Time will keep going. One day, we too will be adults, as if we never juvenile before in others' eyes. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and maybe give this manga a try, which I believe is available in many local and online bookstores, even in English translation. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. I also translate any dialogue mentioned in this episode from Japanese. Hope to talk to you soon in our next episode.